Episode 40, The Secret to Your Success.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? You are looking gorgeous today. Absolutely. Your hair, I don't know. What did you do different about it? Yeah, really. And your eyes, they sparkle so pretty. I want to tell you, I need you to go to createyournow.com and sign up for the AIM Challenge, Action Ignites Motivation. We got to come together and help each other. It's free. Remember, it's only a 7-day challenge. And with that, you're getting 7 daily minute workouts that go right to your inbox. You're going to get inspiration from me. We've got a private Facebook page there. Lots of kisses, okay? And surprises along the way. You got to sign up, createyournow.com. I want to see you there. I can't wait to meet you. Seriously, this is my opportunity to put a face with a name and just to be your support and see really what do you need? What do you need from Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie? All right. Now, enough about AIM the challenge because I already know you're going to go sign up for Action Ignites Motivation. You're going to be there and I can't wait to see you there. Today, though, we need to get down to business. I have a major secret to tell you, okay? I'm going to tell you yours if you will share with me, if you will go out and share the podcast with your friends and tell them, hey, you got to listen to this crazy lady. She's actually kind of fun and it's really short and you'll gain something from it. There's always a little nugget, golden nugget of something. So please share, ask them to subscribe, write a review. That helps us get out and for other people to find Create Your Now so they can gain inspiration and motivation, encouragement, empowerment, and being equipped to go out there and do what you do every single day. And you work so hard. Thank you for being such an incredible woman. You are fantastic. Now, I did tell you I was going to share with you a secret. That secret, well, should I really spill the beans right now? I don't know. Sometimes sharing secrets are, you know, it's more fun, the anticipation and just holding on to it for a little bit longer. Well, all right, I've waited long enough. The secret to your success. What is the secret? What is that secret to success? Wouldn't it be nice if you just knew what it was? Because everyone wants the shortcut. Everyone wants that magic pill. You know, think about it. Look at your successful business people that are, you know, in their traditional JOBs. And I'm not talking about millionaires. I mean, obviously they have to be successful to be making millions. I'm talking about you may be looking at somebody who's making $50,000, $75,000 a year, and to you, that's $1 million, okay? So whatever your perspective is, the people who are at the top on traditional JOBs, okay, or like your top network marketers in companies, they've reached the top and they're just doing awesome. How did they get there? Usually we're like, they're so lucky. They just got it all. Why did they get that? I got these genes and they got those genes. Yeah. Well, what is that secret to your success? There is a secret. I promise you there is. What comes, though, with success? You say, I don't know, Christiane. Well, think about it. What comes with success are lots and lots of failures. Yeah, dagnabbit. So guess what? I'm going to let it out of the bag. The secret to your success is to enjoy and embrace your failures. I want you to have fun with your failures. Did you hear me? Fun, absolutely fun. Embrace those failures. Are you laughing with me? I'm serious. No, really, I am serious. That is the best thing that you can do. Because you know what? It's what you learn through your failures. When you do not embrace your failures, what happens? You begin to build brick walls. And those brick walls get taller and taller. The more failures you have, the harder, and it's like it's like this huge concrete wall that you can't get through. And it's a retaining wall that just keeps growing in width. and it gets to be 12 feet wide. And then we've got, 12 feet wide. And then we're talking like 12 stories up. Yeah. What does that do to you? The walls, they get taller and taller. Then as they get taller and taller, what happens to us? Oh my gosh, those stupid negative thoughts come in. And we begin self-sabotage. And we begin digging deeper. We dig our own grave, so to speak. So that wall is tall. It is so honking wide. And now I'm deeper in the ground than what I was. Why? Because of failures. Failures for successful people are actually wins. With failures comes an opportunity to learn, to grow, to push yourself to the next level. It does. And some of you are like, yeah, right. Have you not seen my failures lately? Have you not seen me fall? Oh, I have been there. Trust you, me, I have been there. I have failed already today. I failed really bad yesterday. But you know what? It doesn't define who I am. It may help shape who I am, but it doesn't define me. You see, embracing your failures is your secret to success. I like to call the roller coasters of failures. Yeah, why not? I told you to embrace it and have fun, right? Fun. We're supposed to have fun, okay? Think of failure as fun. When you hear the F word, fail, think of it as fun. You learn from it. You've got to grow, okay? So, you've got your roller coaster of failures in front of you, all right? I need you to put on your imaginary hat with me. I'm going to take you to another place, okay? You just won the ticket to the hottest place in the world. Okay, maybe not, but it's Disney World, okay? We're going there, and you walk in, and there's this gorgeous, huge monstrosity, bright, neon-colored roller coaster. It's called failure. Failure, 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 failure. Okay, I didn't do that very well, did I? Failure! That's the name of the roller coaster. Its bright neon colors draw you in. The twists and turns make your stomach go inside out and turn about. And don't forget the upside down loops. Now that takes your breath away. That failure roller coaster is calling you. But you see, if you take failure and you embrace the moment, then it becomes your secret. You don't let it define you. You let it help shape you. Remember, it's allowing you to grow. It's allowing you to learn. It's allowing you to stretch yourself. Remember this. You know when you're on that roller coaster and woo, you're going all the way around and twists and wah, turns and all that? Oh yeah, my kids love to take me on that, on those rides. They love to hear mama scream. I am a screamer. I'm very loud, if you haven't figured that out already. But those roller coasters, oh my goodness. I mean, my stomach, okay, I haven't lost it yet, but I've come very close to. I have gotten nauseous and dizzy, and I've screamed, and I've cried, and I've yelled, and I've giggled, and oh my goodness, it's totally indescribable. But then it stops, and your feet touch the ground, and all you can do is breathe, and it's the best thing ever than a piece of sliced bread. Yeah. That's like, that was really cool. Did you see what I just did? You rode the roller coaster of failure. You did indeed. The secret to your success. You're like, come on, Christiane, really? Yes, really. I know this is a hard concept to really grasp, but we take ourselves, especially women, we as the nurturers of the family, we take ourselves and we trap ourselves, and it becomes this huge snowball effect that goes over and over and over again. We see it in our face. We see it in our reflection. We feel it in our body. And all we are doing is setting ourselves up for a deeper failure. Why would you do that to yourself when you can look at failure and say, you know what? It's the best roller coaster ride I ever took. And you will have moments of tears. You will have moments of joy. You will have moments of fear on that roller coaster. But I'm telling you that when you get off of it and you look back, it'll be the best journey you ever took. Because what you took away from it was golden. It was platinum. It was silver. All of that that you gained from it. Because had you not ridden that roller coaster, you wouldn't have figured it out. Yeah. Embrace the failure roller coaster. Embrace it. One thing that, you know, I look back and I look sometimes how, you know, as moms, you go back and you're like, gosh, did I do that right? Did I do the right thing for my child? I look back at my kids is because they're starting to grow older. So I'm seeing, I get to see different, you know, how they progress through life. And, you know, we've got one in college and then we still have one in elementary. So we still have the full spectrum here. Praise the Lord, we're out of diapers. But I did enough changing of diapers. So I'm good with no more diapers. But we still see a lot. And so now they're getting to the point where I can see their progression in things. And I look back and I'm going, you know what? Yeah, maybe you did do something right. Maybe you did discipline that. Maybe you didn't feel like you should have disciplined them for that reason, but you did. And oh, wait, man, you pumped them up here and look what happened. Look how they soared. Oh, wait, but then that stupid daggum roller coaster, that one that you really didn't want them to go on, you encouraged them not to go, and you almost pleaded and plotted with them saying, do not go that route. And what do? They go anyway. They have to take their own ride on the roller coaster of failure. But the awesome thing is, oh my gosh, it brings tears to my eyes, is when you see them come off that roller coaster and their feet hit the ground and it's a breath of fresh air and it's the best feeling in the world. You see, it's those failures that set you apart. That's what makes you who you are. Embrace the roller coaster of failure. Find fun in it. Look back on it. Understand what you went through. Let it shape you, but not define you. You are so beautiful. And having yourself continue to build brick walls will only continue to basically harvest nothing but negativity in your life. And it will continue to pull you down. And if that's the world that you want to continue to live in, then don't embrace your failure. Don't get on that roller coaster. But if it's one that you say, I want the secret to success, Christiane, I want it. And I don't know because every time I turn around, there's something, I just can't do it anymore. Yes, you can. Because your roller coaster of failure, it's what's shaping you. It doesn't define you, but it is truly your secret to your success. It makes you special. It gives you that spark that just that glows within you that only you can have. And I guarantee it, when you are pushed out of your comfort zone, there's no greater reward than when you're done with that roller coaster. And you look back and you look on it and you go, oh my gosh, did you see that? Did you see I did that too? And oh my goodness, that just about tore me up. But you know what? I'm a survivor and I did it. And it was the best ride of my life. Now I know this is stretching it for you. You may think I'm crazy. If so, tell me. It's okay to tell me. But changing our mindset, that's what needs to happen. And if you want to have the secret to success, you got to change that mindset. Embrace the roller coaster of failure. That's your kiss. That's it. When it comes up and you're having a hard day And whether it's at work, whether it's at home with the kids, maybe you and your spouse, your partner have had a run-in or a disagreement. Embrace the roller coaster of failure. Know that this is only temporary. Learn from it. Grow from it. Allow it to stretch you so that when those 2 feet hit the ground, you'll be ready to run to the secret of your success. I love you so much. I am praying that you will seriously think about how you can take failure to the next level and how you look at it. Embrace it. Remember that F. Enjoy the fun of failure. Get on that roller coaster when it comes your way. Embrace it, because you know what? Man, when you're done with it, it was quite the ride, wasn't it? We'll see you on the other side. God bless.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.